Welcome to the Live Limitless podcast, everyone. I'm your host, Gigi Meyer, and we're going to be having a lot of conversations with experts in fitness, nutrition, lifestyle, in general health, but also in things like relationships, family, faith, business, sports, you name it. And we really just want this to be a space where you can learn how to break through all the things holding you back from living to your true potential one by one. It's time to live limitless. Let's dive in.
Jenna, how are you doing today? What are you up to today?
Good. Working, taking a break from work here. So
you are? Well, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to chat. I'm so excited because you and I, we've been working together for a long time, and I might be biased, but I think one of your stories is like the most incredible ones and most fun. You know, you're one of the most fun people that I've had the pleasure of working with. So I'm excited to kind of talk about you a little bit more, because I feel like we don't do that much anyways. You're someone who's pretty like reserved. And so I'm excited to get you to talking about yourself a little bit. But first, before we dive into some of these questions, why don't you introduce yourself, where you live, what you do, and one thing that you love about yourself?
Okay. So I'm Jenna Drosik. I'm from Ohio. And I am an accountant. I work for a school district as their treasurer, so I oversee all of their financials. Mm-hmm. I'm married and have one little girl. So life is pretty adventurous. So
that's awesome. And one thing you love about yourself?
One thing I love about myself, I think my new perspective on life. So
That's awesome. And briefly, I know we're going to talk about that. Well, no, we'll talk about that here in a second, because okay. I think that's really, really awesome. So tell us a little bit about like what your situation was before you joined GFIT. You joined in May of 2020, right? So obviously like a lot was going on, but you personally, what was your situation like before you joined GFIT? Like, what was your biggest struggle essentially?
So, I mean, like growing up, I was always, athletic and into doing everything. So quite honestly, I didn't really have to know what healthy eating was or anything, because you're just so active that like it didn't matter, quite honestly. I mean, you could eat any weight because you were just doing everything. And then, you know, adulting happened and that wasn't really the case. And so, you know, stresses of life and then not getting to the gym like I should and all of that, I put on lots of weight and then tried lots of fad things that weren't really consistent. You know, you'd hit a point, oh, okay, great. I did this, but I had no actual knowledge of how to maintain it or how to basically like recover if you had an off day or anything like that. And really when I joined, it was like my daughter was almost three. So she was still two when I joined GFIT. Mm-hmm. And it was not an easy process for us to become parents. So it was like, I didn't want to miss out on anything. And it's kind of an excuse, I guess, maybe to not do what I needed to do. Mm-hmm. And I know that COVID has not been good for some people. For me, it was actually the time that it really hit that I was kind of missing out on stuff. So, you know, we struggled to have a family, and I had this family, and yet I felt like I was like missing out, because you know, when you're stuck at home with them like 24 hours a day because everything shut down, and by 10 o'clock your kid needs to like go run around the block, and you're like, okay, I have to put effort into running after a two-year-old versus like just it being fun. Like, it was kind of a reality check there that you know, me saying, oh, I miss out if I take the time for myself, wasn't really a valid reason, because I was missing out more by not being able to do those things with her.
Wow. That's powerful. Okay. So this new perspective you have, what was the perspective before we talk about what that new perspective is, what was the perspective opposing this new perspective? Like, what perspective did you have then?
I think it was that like, that if I took the time for myself, that I was actually not being a good parent or spouse or something like that. You know, it was like selfish almost, instead of realizing that taking that time was actually making you a better person in the other aspects of your life. And even when I started, I guess I didn't really have that perspective. I just felt like I needed to do something, but over the almost 2 years now, like it's been that time is necessary for me to be the best version of myself at every aspect of my life.
That's awesome. So when you and I hopped on a call, right? Obviously where we're at now, we've come a long way. Like, things have changed. You've seen the evolution of GFIT and how much it's grown. But at that time, GFIT was new, you know, it was only May. We had only been working for about like 5 months, literally. And so was there any hesitation to join GFIT when you and I were on that call?
I think my biggest hesitation was, you know, like you had mentioned, like for former athletes, which I would classify myself as a former athlete, like getting trained back in shape. But I think my biggest hesitation was whether I was going to be able to do it or whether I was like too far gone, like too overweight and too out of shape, too haven't, you know, too long since I'd done any of these things to like actually be able to do the program. I was wondering who it was going to be, like my capabilities. That was, I think, my biggest worry there.
Wow. Yeah. And how were you able to work through that hesitation and still, you know, even though you felt this, you're like, I don't know if I can do this. That fear of failure, I think, is real for a lot of people. Yeah. So I guess, how were you able to work through that hesitation? What was the thing that made you say yes to make that decision?
Yeah. Well, I did have encouragement from my husband. He's like, take it one day at a time, like, you know, just try it each day and see what happens. I guess the biggest thing was in the back of my mind, it's like, okay, well, I've tried, you know, XYZ fad diets and they didn't work, you know, and in the end they failed. So, you know, what if I try it and I can't, at least then I'll know like that it wasn't right. But I at least felt like it was something different. It was something I hadn't tried, but I felt would get me that taste of maybe what I was missing, some of the competition, something to, and I get like, I'm not out, like, you know, playing basketball with people or something like that, but like to give me something that was goals that I could reach for, and some accountability, quite honestly.
Yeah. So. Awesome. Cool. I love it. And so now, right here we are, what are we, February 2022, almost 2 years later, right? Where are you at now? Tell us a little bit about where you're at now physically and mentally.
Okay. So first I have a routine. Like I'm a morning person. So it's literally like I wake up and I drink some water and I, you know, go work out. We've transformed part of our basement to a gym because that's what works for us. Like, you know, when you have a little one, you don't have to find somebody to watch her. She's still in bed most of the time when we're down there. Physically, like I'm doing stuff that I don't know if I've ever quite honestly done. Like, you know, when you're weight training and some stuff, like your competitions take over. So I guess that's like, I don't know if I've ever focused this much on actually like lifting and those sorts of things. It's different. And quite honestly, I feel like for a long time, I hated that resistance training stuff because I felt like I had to go to the gym and do every single piece of equipment instead of like, you know, hey, here's your handful of exercises and you do these and you push yourself, and just having that different perspective on what actually can work without like feeling like you needed to basically, you know, make yourself completely sore and like you can't walk the next day kind of thing.
Right.
So just learning how to actually do it properly, and that it doesn't have to be like, you know, you don't have to spend 4 hours in the gym doing every piece of equipment for it to actually make a difference. Like I can do things. So like, you know, for anybody that's been stuck in Ohio here lately, they probably have snow like we do. Yeah. And like our backyard, there's a stream that separates us from like a golf course park. And like we went over to go sledding, and for me to cross the stream 2 years ago was like an epic accomplishment. Like I would keep walking until I found like the narrowest part. Like,
yeah,
you know, I just didn't feel like I had any balance to make it across there. Like now it's like I hop over and we're over there. Like,
wow, that's cool.
You know, those things, and it's, I'm proud of the big accomplishments, but it's those little things that really like, you know, let you know what you've actually done. Like to not have hesitancy, just do it second nature now. And to be able to just enjoy life and not have to worry about like little things. Or like this past summer, we went to, you know, to Sesame Place with our kid, and it's like, yeah, I could jump on the roller coaster and I'm not worried about whether, like, it's, you know, I mean, I'm getting old, so it's not necessarily super comfortable. Like, it's not from, like, yeah. a, like, physical standpoint. Like, it's not, you know, there wasn't, like, oh, man, am I going to fit in that thing?
Yeah.
Or not. So it's those little things that, you know, that I think are the best. And then it's, you know, that leads to the mental aspect of it's, you know, just being able to enjoy those things. And I know from early on with you, it's been progress over perfection. And that's something that, like, I think people truly buy in, that it makes it so much easier to kind of, you know, accept you're not perfect. Like, I'm not perfect. They're, I mean, I'll be honest, like, when we go on vacation, I literally plan, like, some days around the fact that I want to have ice cream. So, like, you know, because I know that that's my vice. Like, I'm never going to give up 100% ice cream. Like, that's not realistic.
Yeah.
But knowing that it's okay to have that, as long as that's not, like, an everyday thing, or, you know, and to mentally know that you can still enjoy those things.
Mm-hmm.
And that that doesn't mean, like, you're failing by any means.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, and then I guess I see it translating to my kid, which, I, you know, you always know that, that when you have young ones, they follow along. And so it's, you know, there are days where it's like, she'll say she wants something for breakfast, and then I'll make, like, my egg white omelet, and she's like, comes and eats, like, half of it. And it's because she's, you know, she picks up what you're doing and what's good. And, you know, for why her workouts in is important, and why making better choices is important. Not to say that she doesn't, you know, have a donut and stuff here or anything like that, but, like, you know, she has four, but I see her understanding, you know, how those choices, even at four, can make a difference in the life. So
that is awesome. Yeah. So it's had an impact beyond, like, obviously, to put numbers to things, right? You've lost 100 pounds, your goal is 100 pounds, and you did that. But also, like, numbers that you see with the doctor, like cholesterol levels, blood pressure, like, those went from, like, scary ranges to great ranges. Like, you're in a healthy range now because of that. So putting numbers to it is, like, one incredible thing, but another is to see how, like you said, it translates into your relationships and how it impacts your daughter and just your quality of life. It just goes beyond, like, just the weight loss, you know? So that's really, really cool to hear. And yeah, just your overall, like, relationship with food has gotten much better too. Like you said, you understand that giving up ice cream is something that you'll never do, but it's also something that you don't have to do. Like, now you realize you don't have to, and you know how to, like, work it in a way where it's, like, a healthy balance for you mentally and physically. And so that's really cool. So what would you say has been, I mean, I feel like you just laid it all out there, but what would you say has been your biggest win, the past, I guess, year and a half?
Yeah. I mean, I guess it would be easy to point to the weight loss, which I'm proud of, but I think it's honestly the mental health aspect of everything. Like, just feeling like I can go and do and be confident and in my abilities to go and, you know, just live life and not feel like I was making decisions based on, you know, like, oh man, maybe I don't want to take my kid to the pool, or maybe I don't want to go to this because, like, I just feel uncomfortable in my own skin, kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But to just be like, yeah, okay, let's pick up and go and do. And right. And to have the confidence to try new things again, and to really, like I said, to really just live. I think that's been the biggest thing.
That's awesome. Yeah, you have an amazing quote that I feel like it, like, changed the way that I even see GFIT, you know, and what we're about. You said that you no longer are just living to exist. Like, you're no longer just existing, that you're, like, living life now. Like, you seek to live life as opposed to just existing. And I'm like, wow, that's what this is about. It's like, yeah, you know, like, I can help you get a six pack. I can help you, like, have a really rocking body. But, like, is that what it's about? not necessarily, it's about like living to your potential, living the life that you're meant to be living. And that, like, when you said that, that changed like a lot of just the way that I view GFIT and what I do for a living. And so that's had a huge impact on me. So that's awesome. So back to this perspective of where the perspective you had before, where you were like, I can't take away time because I feel guilty, like taking away time for myself, you know, that I could be spending with my daughter. And so talk a little bit about what that perspective is now, like what that perspective is now.
Yeah. So, I mean, like I said, we do have a routine. So oftentimes I'm done doing the bulk of my stuff before she's even up, especially Monday through Friday. On the weekends, I typically try to do Monday through Friday as the primary like training days. And then the weekends like are full of steps, but then we incorporate her, like we go on hikes and we, you know, things mm-hmm. that she can do too. But it was this perspective of, okay, if by not doing it and knowing that she's asleep most of it, what was it really buying me with her? Like 15 minutes of like, you know, half-hearted effort, like I can't really do what she wants me to do? Or is it better to not have those 15 minutes and be able to do 100% and be 100% there mm. and active and doing what, you know, playing whatever it is that she wants to do for the remainder of the time? And I think just having, you know, as a parent, it's important to know that you're worth the, you know, hour or so that it takes to do everything each day mm-hmm. so that you, the rest of the day, you can be the best that you can be. Otherwise, if you give that up, the time that you're there, whether it's as a parent or a spouse or a coworker, like, are you really there? Are you really giving your mm-hmm. your all, because you can't be the best version of yourself?
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. Something that I realized, I think a big problem for parents and for moms is that mom guilt of like my resources, my time, energy, money sometimes need to go to my kids first. Like their needs, their wants come before my own. Right. And so I came to this like realization, and I'm not a mom yet, but I work with a lot of moms, obviously. And this understanding that like, what if your kids' needs and wants, like what if their number one need is for you to be the healthiest version of you, for you to be the best version of you, to live as long as you can, to be as healthy as you can. Like, what if that's their number one need, you know? Yeah. And as a result, like in order to do that, you have to take that time and energy and sometimes financially invest in yourself to give them their number one need. And so it's like another little shift in your perception of like that, you know, of dealing with that mom guilt, you know? So I don't know. I thought of that recently and I was like, I think that's like a game changer for people like you who have that mom guilt. You know, do you feel like you've kind of adopted that perception now? It sounds like.
Yeah. And I don't know if it's in part because she's older than when I started and understands a little bit more.
Yeah.
But definitely, I think it's not really the mom guilt, because I know that once I get that, I have, you know, a better situation now. So it's mm-hmm. okay, if she wants to go run around the block, like I can go run around the block and have fun mm-hmm. doing it. Mm-hmm. I'm not sitting on the sideline and watching her do everything. Like I'm joining in. And to me, the quality, even though it might be 15 minutes of less you know, in quantity, the quality of the time that we are getting is way better.
That's a great point.
And the same thing, like, you know, with doing, like going out and doing hikes and stuff as a family and stuff with my husband and things like that, like we can go do a whole lot more. Like it doesn't have to be a flat surface. Like we're, you know, hiking hills and everything, because it's not like we're worried about whether we can all make it up and down. And, mm-hmm. You know, like we went sledding, we did, and she loves it. And, you know, just her legs got tired after a while and I'm carrying her back up the hill to go back down. And my husband made the comment, oh, you couldn't have done that 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I laughed and said, yeah, but even carrying her, because she didn't even weigh 40 pounds, is like carrying her still less weight than I was just carrying walking 2 years ago.
Wow. So. That's amazing. Yeah. Wow. That's so true. So cool. I feel like you can write a book, Jenna. I feel like there's so many like other stories out there and like things that you've like had, you know, like just realized now that you can, that you can do and what you couldn't do previously. So that's awesome. But yeah, so anybody who is on the fence of like making a decision that you made, you know, I said in a post recently that like your ideal self is only a decision away. Like your ideal self came the moment you made that decision. And even though it seemed so far out of reach, here you are, you know, would you say you're at your ideal self now?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's always goals, but I would
there's say always goals and improvements, yeah. But yeah.
Yeah.
Think about how fast it went, right? A year and a half later, here we are. Whereas like, I'm sure the day you started, you're like, oof, like, here we go, you know, but you're here now.
Yeah.
Which is really cool. So anybody who's on the fence to make that decision, right? Like, yes, this is what I'm going to do. Any advice for those people who are on the fence?
I think they really need to sit down and figure out like, what is their why? And while you can incorporate like other people into your why. So, you know, my child was part of my why. I think that it needs to go beyond just someone else, because if you're only doing it for someone else, then I think that's not a, you know, that's not a good reason. I think that they to do it, I think they need to do it for them. They really need to look internally too and figure out what is their true why, and to look maybe at the reasons why they haven't been doing it and see if they can flip them into the reasons why they should be doing it.
Oh yeah. Go ahead. Sorry.
I think that sometimes the why nots can become our whys and can really be the reasons to do something. So.
Wow. Do you have a why not that you turned into a why?
Yes. Yeah.
What's that?
For sure. Well, just like, just not sacrificing the time. I mean, yeah. Like, you know, say like if I took that time for myself, then I was not spending that with my husband, or I was not spending that with my daughter. I was not putting the time at work. Like, you know, they were all reasons why not to do it. But then when you really think about it, they became reasons to do it, because then I was a better spouse. I was a better mom. I'm a better coworker. Like, you know, you come in even just to work more bubbly, and, you know, especially with morning workouts, like I come into work and I'm like, okay, I'm already accomplished like a ton of stuff today. And just to have that perspective, and now I did not have that before starting.
So, yeah.
You know, versus like coming in to work, like, you know, I managed to drop my kid off at daycare today. Like, that's my biggest accomplishment. And like, you know, and getting going, I think those why nots definitely became part of my why.
That's awesome. That's a great point. That's amazing. Cool. Awesome. Jenna, thank you so much for sharing. Again, your story is truly amazing. And thank you so much for sharing. Any final like thoughts for anybody who's like watching this right now?
I guess I would say, like, if there were someone like I was that thought that they were too far to get like back on track, that I hope that they don't give up. I hope that they continue to try and that they give it a try, because, you know, obviously the workouts that I'm doing now are not the same as what I was doing back then, but that's what I could do then, and that it could be, it's not a one size fits all, and nor is this program designed to be a one size fits all. You know, it adapts
as
you continue. And so I would definitely tell them to not like just not to believe that they can't do something, but to encourage them to believe in themselves and that they can do it. So,
yeah, I mean, you're living proof of that. There's no such thing as, in my opinion, there's no such thing as being too far gone, you know?
Right.
So awesome. Thank you so much, Jenna.
Thank you all so much for listening to the Live Limitless podcast. If you enjoyed this episode today, do us a favor and share with someone you think will benefit from it. And if you just want to show general support, you can do that by leaving us a 5-star rating if you believe it deserves it. Or you can leave us a review or any type of feedback in Apple Podcasts. We want to hear from you. Also, make sure to check out the show notes for more information, or to just see how you can keep up with me on social media. Thanks again, everybody, for listening. Go crush the week and live limitless.